Okay, so the question was asked, if one has to walk more than 4 footsteps in the morning to wash one's hands. So there are sources that say that one should preferably wash one's hands next to the bed. even though there are sources that hold this very strongly, like the Mishnah Brura, the custom wasn't that way. I have on tradition from my teachers that the custom was never that way. So being that there are opinions that say it's necessary and opinions that say it's not necessary, so we could go with the opinions that say that we wash our hands when we wake up. We wash our hands when we can. We go and wash our hands. We don't delete that. Oh, I mean, we try not to do other things beforehand because Chazal say it's a ruach ra'ah. There is the spirit on our hands, the Talmud says. But at the end of the day, it seems the custom was not to be too concerned with that opinion. So even though technically, if the Mishnah Brura says to do it, it's a good thing to do. But being that it doesn't seem like our parents or our grandparents went with this Mishnah Brura, so we don't have to be we don't have to go crazy to do it. And if it's at the expense of your roommate, it's going to wake him. Or if you're staying in a place where you don't have it, you don't have to go crazy to do it. If it works, good. And if it doesn't work, it's also good.
Even if you kind of took it on as like a thing to do, like a minhag?
So whenever we take on minagim, we should say we're doing it b'li neder for when I can. So that when we're in situations where we can't, we won't be pressured. That's an important thing always to do. Whenever you're going to do something that's a chumah, a guy says, I'm going to eat only Chol of Yisrael. He should say, I take on the minhag when I can and when I want to stop. I'm going to stop. Any minhag that isn't obligatory, any chumrah, should be taken on with that stipulation. Because A, you don't know if you'll be able to live up to it. You don't want to have to go to a rabbi and do a tarat nidareem. You might not be able to find a heter. You never know. And B, maybe one day you'll be traveling in Omaha, Nebraska, and there won't be any Chol of Yisrael. Or you'll be a guest in Herzliya, and you won't have the capacity to do until Sidaim within 4 footsteps of your bed. So anything that is a chumrah should be taken on with that stipulation.
Is it true that if you do something 3 times in a row, you accept it as a minhag?
That deserves a much longer discussion.
So could you tell me, when have you taken on a minhag?
What?
When have you taken on a minhag? Is it a conscious decision? Like, now I'm taking it on?
Correct.